This is On the Town from Classical South Florida. I'm Scott Blankenship. A kid's playground fight causes a commotion with their parents in the play God of Carnage. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops make three stops in South Florida, and a giant cast of characters portrayed by one man at Bailey Hall. I want to tell you a bit about Bailey Hall at Broward College. If you haven't checked out their season, take a minute and have a look. It's packed with some impressive artists. Eric Kircher is the guy responsible for bringing Bailey Hall into a bit of a renaissance.
It had gone dormant for about 12 years. I'm really honored to manage Bailey Hall and to bring it back.
Speaking of welcome returns, actor Michael Wiley will be back this weekend to perform the one-man show, One Noble Journey.
That's so different and interesting, and requires a little bit of explanation.
All right, go ahead.
He will play probably 20 different characters in his 1 hour that he's on the stage. And what he explores is the real stories of escaped slaves.
But the title of the show, that comes from one very special box.
The title comes from one particular person who actually had a wooden box and marked it for Freedom, Pennsylvania, and got himself in the box, nailed it shut, and mailed himself out of the plantation.
One Noble Journey, a box marked Freedom, starring Michael Wiley, runs now through Saturday the 31st. You can get tickets and more details at baileyhall.com. Want to learn to be spontaneous? We'll show you how. I know it sounds like a late-night infomercial parody, doesn't it? Well, it's kind of true. The Teen Actors Drama Studio offers up a workshop on improvisation in February. It's for kids 13 to 18 years old, and they'll learn improvisation skills that not only make them better performers, but will give them skills that they can use every day. Communicating their ideas more effectively through acting, storytelling, and problem solving will be involved. Plus, students will be challenged to respond creatively to everything around them. It's Wednesday the 11th from 5 until 8 p.m. at Art and Culture Center of Hollywood. Curious? Find out more at artscalendar.com. Now I need to talk to you about something a little early, but I think it's important you get it on your calendar now because tickets for the Boston Pops always go quickly, and they have a pair of concerts coming up at the Kravis Center plus one in Fort Lauderdale.
The Boston Pops is coming back to South Florida, as we do pretty much on a biannual sort of basis, and our program this year is entitled The Very Best of the Boston Pops.
That's conductor Keith Lockhart. He said the first half of the concert will be the hits the Pops are known for. Bernstein's Candide, a bit of Copland, and then something a little different for a Pops concert.
One of the most beautiful and famous symphonic movements ever written, the Largo from Dvorak's New World Symphony, and talking about Dvorak's influence and his showing up in America at the end of the 19th century and kind of cheerleading on a new school of American composition.
Pianist Michael Chertok will join in with some music by Gottschalk and Gershwin.
And he's playing the Gershwin I Got Rhythm Variations and the Gottschalk Grand Tarantelle.
Well, that's just the first half. What do you have in store after intermission?
We're just going to have a lot of fun playing some of the best arrangements from the last few years that have been created for the Boston Pops. A brand new arrangement of Blue Rondo a la Turk. We're going to get our dancing shoes on for Bohemian Rhapsody and Dancing Queen and end with a Beatles sing-along in honor of the 1964, 50 years ago, beginning of the British invasion.
Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops. Two shows at the Kravis Center in Palm Beach on Sunday the 8th and then on Monday the 9th at the Broward Center in Fort Lauderdale. For the concert that best fits your schedule, visit kravis.org and browardcenter.org. Now on stage with the Naples Players, a play that deals with problem children. Not necessarily the children themselves, but the two sets of parents that are brought together on the playground after a scuffle between their sons. Oh, it starts out civil enough, but you know how quickly things can escalate in a situation like this. Insults are thrown, alliances shift, and soon the parents themselves are acting more like the children they're there to talk about. The play is called God of Carnage, and it runs now through February 7th. Tickets for matinee and evening performances are online at naplesplayers.org. That wraps things up for this week. This is On the Town. I'm Scott Blankenship.